το πυρόν και αρέσει.
Fellas of Africa, attention please. This evening I stand before you.
This here feels like the whole entire world collapsed. Mother.
It is going to be such a beautiful evening. Don't even think of it as an award show. This is a concert where we're giving out awards, all right? We're going to be listening to some music. We're going to be dancing. We're going to be singing. We're going to be keeping people's names out of our mouths. And we're going to be giving out awards all throughout the night. So, let's get straight into it.
In Studio Black Coffee, we are celebrating black excellence. People, we are celebrating Grammy nomination. I don't know if you're going to be traveling then.
I definitely am, man.
You're going to have to be there.
I have Mzokoli page.
Thank you so much for being here. I want to thank my family. I want to thank my children. This is my first foreign time.
You don't have to dance in your chairs. You know you can get up, right? I saw some of you like wiggling. You look weird. Don't do it. Stand. You wiggle better when you're standing on 2 feet. And by the way, to all the nominees who were in this category who didn't win, I know you're a little bit sad right now, but please remember, guys, tonight is not just about winning. You're nominated. You might not win, but remember, at the end of the day, you have something that not everybody has. Money. I know you want the trophy, but the trophy won't help you pay for your house. Money, people. Don't forget what counts in life.
It's not a word that is used normally. There would be people who would want to exploit the condition of our people and behave as Ngodoy behaves. We should be vigilant so that we don't have Ngodoy taking charge of our lives.
Hashtag MSW, live on Sowetan Live, Uma FM and Rise FM. Be a part of it. Hashtag MSW. Honest.
I don't want any.
Deliberate. Engaging. Uncensored. And most importantly, independent in mind.
Ayla.
And execution.
Right, a big thanks there to the Vuma FM team, Motion Drive with Lekker Motions, Tema Shoban and Big Mike. Absolutely love what you guys do, man. Driving us home, driving boxes to studios. That's exactly what you're doing. Rise FM. A big salute to Lillian Cheese on the Rise FM drive. I think every time I listen, there's something I pick up, but I'll share with you guys tomorrow. Allow us to drive you home. This is where we begin Marawa Sports Worldwide. And you might need these WhatsApp voice note numbers today because it's just about to explode in here. It's going to be the official send-off before they venture off to Sun City. 060-708-0484. That is the WhatsApp voice note number. Do call us in studio. 010-442-6300. So what is the occasion? That's exactly what you're asking, I'm sure. Well, I can tell you that the musical microphones are off. The boxing gloves are on as we speak. It's the much-anticipated celebrity boxing clash between Casper Nyovest as well as Knock Music. It's all happening in a couple of days, eh? I remember when they fought, how many months ago? I thought April, this is far. But it's a week now, just a couple of days to go. Now, if you're thinking it's all about marketing, advertising, telling lies, no, no, this is real. This is real. I've never seen this man in this shape before. In fact, he might give up music for boxing professionally. That's what I'm suspecting might happen. But before the big showdown, they're going to be making the appearance here on hashtag MSW. It's the Rolls Royce of guests, including TLB boxing promoter Umam Joyce Kungwane is here. And I always say, when a fight begins, it starts with the verbals. It starts with what is said. I know it's strange, though, Casper, on many platforms, to be bringing in onto an official sports show when you're going to be officially doing this thing called boxing. Welcome to Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Is it weird?
It's weird, funny, but good.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm a showman, you know?
Yeah.
So, for me, it's similar, you know? It's similar to making an album, getting in studio, making music, and then you finally have to release it and trust that you put in the work, you know? So, for me, it's very similar. I went out and I was talking my smack. You know, like you said, the fight starts with the talking.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, more Muhammad Ali and Tyson than I am I don't know any sportsmen who don't talk. So I believe in myself. So I've been talking wild for the past 3 months. And I know a lot of people are betting on me to lose. And I can't wait to shut their mouths.
But has it been worth the talk? Has it taught you a couple of things? Have you had to say lessons learned ever since the announcement was made?
Of course. I learned a lot, man, because it's my first, you know, fighting camp. I've been boxing for a little while, but it was my first, like, proper camp. And I was surrounded with, like, 6-7 coaches, you know, for different reasons. And I learned a lot about food. I learned a lot about training. I learned a lot about the science, you know, supplements, all those things. Like, for instance, this week, I'm literally losing weight by drinking water and not training.
Wow.
Like, I never knew you could do that. So I'm like 4 kilos overweight. I was 6 kilos overweight 2 days ago, and I'm literally just cutting my weight just with water. And these guys know the science, you know. I didn't know that. So it's been interesting. It's something that I've been very committed to, and I'm learning a lot.
So when you talk about the weight loss, and we were just talking about it off air, I remember a time when Dingaan Tshabalala had to lose a lot of weight before a weigh-in, and he had to run around. I'm sure Mom Joyce remembers that. It was a crazy time.
Yeah.
But what are you finding you having to give up a lot of what you were either eating or drinking on a daily basis?
Oh, man. Everything. Yeah, it's everything I love. Like, I love, you know, I love alcohol. Yeah. You know, I've got an alcohol brand, Biliato, and it's been difficult to stay off it. I don't drink any type of juice. You know, even like the ones that are written no sugar, it's just a lie, you know. I don't take any of that. Food, I love sushi. I haven't had sushi in 3 months.
Wow.
It's everything, man. I don't think there's anything that I've had moderately, or I just cut it off.
Let's put numbers to it, because, I mean, weight loss, so that people can imagine what it is. You have to make what?
I have to make 95. So I'm like, what was that? 101 in the morning? Yeah. So it's chilled, you know. I've lost 18 already. Yeah, so I've lost 18 kilograms in 12 weeks. That's crazy,
That's
you know.
Madness.
So I put in the work, and right now, And I'm still heavy. It's crazy. Like, I'm still 100 kilograms, man. But
you're also like a muscular person.
Yes,
so
yes.
That is part of it. You're going to need to shed some of the muscle now to make up for that weight.
Which is not nice. Yeah. Yeah. This is the hard part because, you know, there's not too much fat to drop anymore. So that's why now they manipulate the water. It's like a science. Because you can't drop the fat. Or the muscle, and you have a few days, they manipulate your body to drop the water so that you can make weight. It's like, it's a crazy science, man. These guys are scientists, you know. And boxers learn this in the streets. They don't even go to school for that type of stuff. So it's been very interesting to learn.
And they got to learn from the streets because it becomes their work.
Exactly.
I mean, a hustler like Tyson would need to know all of this every single day because it becomes his work. It becomes what makes him the man that he becomes and becomes the rich man that he becomes.
He used to say hurting people makes money. So I had to hurt. The more people I hurt, the more money I got. So he was like, every time he got in the ring, cause Tyson's my favorite boxer, by the way. I actually have his tattoo on my thighs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He said every time he was in the ring, he'd look at the guy and be like, yo, man, if I just hurt this guy, I get more money, you know. So that's what's going to be happening on Saturday, because I'm trying to grow this boxing thing into a very big business. I'm trying to help boxing in general in South Africa. So in order for me to do that, I have to excite the people and I have to knock him out. So that's what we're going for.
That's crazy, because the one thing that I had a conversation with the last time with Mom Joyce here was that it's funny how we've complained to say boxing is dead in South Africa.
Yeah.
How can boxing be revived? How can it get back to the days where we literally knew all the world champions that were living here in South Africa and fighting and getting their belts and so on? But it's taken something that people never took seriously before, which was a little bit of banter, which was, hey, you come, I want to fight you.
Yeah.
And then now it becomes about Sun City. I mean... That used
Super
to be,
Bowl, man.
Yeah, that
Imagine.
Used to be the mecca of boxing back in the day. But it's taken two musicians to spearhead that charge.
Uh-huh.
What do you make of that, and how is Boxing SA warming up to the fact?
You know what, man? I try and be humble about it because it's not music, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not a pioneer. I'm not the guy who filled that. Like in music, I can talk my smack. Nobody can tell me I'm the biggest. They all know I'm that guy. I'm a legend. Nobody can talk to me, you know? I mean, Blackcroft is the only guy that I have to bow down to. He just won a Grammy. That's my guy. And he's just older than me, just in every aspect. But everybody else, no one can talk to me. But like with boxing, it's my second fight, you know. I just happen to have a big name, so I never want to look at it as like, yo, look what I've done for boxing and whatever, because there's people who've grafted for Mama Joyce, you know. There's people who've been putting in work and the foundation, you know, and without them, you know, this wouldn't be possible. So I love it when they give me my flowers and everyone's talking about what we're doing for boxing, but I try and humble myself so I can also get the respect, you know, from them. They've allowed us to do our thing. Boxing SA, you know, has bent some rules so that this can happen, you know. Mama Joyce walked us through everything, you know, and all the legalities of what must happen, you know. We didn't know, you know, what must happen at the pre-meds and all of that stuff. So they've been helpful with that. But I am very excited about our contribution, you know. The fact that some of my favorite fighters are going to be fighting at Sun City at the Super Bowl, you know, and I'm going to be able to watch is very exciting. Kevin Lerena is one of my favorite fighters. He's my dude, and he might come out to the fight. And, you know, it's very exciting to see South Africa talking about world champions that we have here that haven't been given their flowers. You know, we used to know, like you're saying, Baby Jake, Matala, and Tingan Tobela, and all these guys who are big names. And right now, you know, we have, I'm sure, more than six world champions in South Africa that people don't know about. I met a dude I didn't know in the gym, and he's like, man, do you know I'm like ranked number 3 in the world? I'm like, yo, with 3,000 followers, for real? And that's what we want to change, you know. So, yeah.
So it's the whole culture of boxing that has to change. But with everything, and you would know this.
Yeah.
There's not everyone that's going to be full of praise.
Exactly.
There's not going to be everyone that's going to be like, yeah, let's go for this thing. What have you made of some of the criticism that's come your way?
I'm used to it. I think I've gotten less from this.
Yeah.
With music, man, it's hard. Like, you work on a album for a year, someone listens for 3 minutes and says, that's the worst album ever heard in my life. I'm like, dude, it's been 3 minutes. So with boxing, you know, because I'm a fan of boxing and I'm always in the comments arguing with someone else about my favorite boxers, you know, I kind of get it. I kind of get where the fans are coming from. There's always someone who's going to feel like they're a purist. What about the real boxers? They don't even see how everybody is benefiting from this. And they don't even want to see that, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So, boxing is very small in South Africa right now. So there's not enough people to really bother me, you know. It's maybe one comment a day. So it hasn't really been hard, really. It's been nothing but support, especially from the actual boxers. Like, every boxer that I meet is very excited about this, and they see the bigger picture. And, you know, in a few months or years, we're going to be out in FNB Stadium, you know, for a boxing event. You know what I mean? Hopefully I'll get the fights I actually want, and we'll go out there.
Is that AK?
Yeah, that's the fight. That's the fight, man. Like, tell me, like, anybody who doesn't want to see that. Everyone wants to see
But what's the
right?
problem? What?
He keeps running away, man. And it's funny because he's the first one to talk about it in public.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, cool. And then he even went off, and then he swore at my parents and whatever. And then I think I got so good that everybody, when they see my training videos, that I don't think I actually want to try that. So then it becomes a money thing. Everyone feels like, I know I'm going to get my ass whooped, so maybe, I'm sorry, maybe I should get more money. So everyone tries to make it a pocket thing. I want 8 million. I'm like, have you ever gotten 8 million in your life? Like, in your entire...
From anything.
From anything. Has anyone ever paid you 8 million in your life? So now, why should we pay you 8 million? So everyone is here. Everyone runs away and hides behind money. And I understand, you know.
But he's out there now rapping your favorite lyrics.
He's a big fan, man. He's always been, you know.
So there's got to be a meeting at some point, because clearly it's heading towards that.
I'd love for it to happen, not in the street, because I won't make no money from it, and I might hurt my joints, and I'm a pretty boy, so I don't want none of that. I want it to be in the ring. I deal with sponsors.
With gloves
on. So in the ring, it's good. There's no weapons, nothing can.
Yeah.
It's two hands, you know. So I think that would be amazing. I can't wait.
But he's been boxing though. I mean, I remember at the
he's a bad boxer, man.
At the Bryanston Fight Club.
Yeah,
you know,
he started boxing way before.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That it should be easy.
It should be.
But what's the delay so that we can try and?
They're scared, man. It's just like that, you know. And they'll say anything, but. Do they want to fight? You know, I've been wanting to fight. I told all the promoters who try to make this happen, whatever he takes, I'll take. If he wants $5, I'll take $5.
Yeah.
I just want to fight, you know? So if I could get it there. But the truth is, they're scared, man. Like, bro, like, have you seen me box?
I've seen the videos. I saw the little bit when you were with Slick Talk.
I mean, I was popped there. I was also, like, with Slick Talk, I was very, very unfit. I was fat. I was, you know, I still beat him. I knew I was going to beat him. But, like, you see on Saturday, it's different, man.
Yeah,
like, I'm an animal. Like, if it wasn't that dangerous, I'd definitely, like, do it as a profession and go with other boxers. Because, you know, I actually spar with professional boxers. Yeah. So I don't think there's a celebrity that could beat me.
Yeah, I mean, Nomeva was here the other day.
Yeah.
Was you training at
I trained at his gym,
so he was telling me, because I know the whole story about the 1 million rand that he was supposed to get. I think Mom Joyce knows that. The whole country knows that. And he never got that, which I just thought was such a massive indictment on trust under Boxing SA's umbrella.
True.
Not to give somebody who's won his battle so hard for something.
True.
And then in the end, you don't get it. And ministers and everybody else keeps quiet and says nothing. You know, so,
but
yeah, that's wrong.
They're going to answer now, bro. I mean, you know, because now there's a big light on it. You know, I also spoke about it at the previous press conference because I saw his post.
Sure.
I didn't even know. I saw it on Instagram. I was like, how does this happen? And before, it was going to be swept under the carpet because who actually cares about boxing? You know what I mean? But now it's different. Like, it's going to be in the light and we're definitely going to speak about it, and he has to get paid. You know, like, I don't think there's a boxer in South Africa who's got paid 1 million rand, actually.
No.
It doesn't happen. So, like, so if you're taking R1 million from a boxer, it's a lot of money. I mean, it's a lot of money for everybody. But from a boxer, is that's a lot of money, bro. They training camps is expensive, and they don't even have money. I've spent over like $250,000 on my camp, you know. Yeah. And I know that these guys don't even have the type of money, and they still go through these camps with not enough nutrition, no doctors, no supplements. They just go there and they kill themselves and they lose their weight, and then they get in there for our entertainment. And then when you get something like R1 million that can actually change your life, and you know, and then you get robbed from it, it's something that is very wrong, and we need to help him and make sure that he gets his money.
Well, I'm glad you are on our side in terms of that, because that's a personal battle that I want to see end very, very soon. He should not be going through that at all. We'll talk about some of the... Well, it's not just about the boxing. It's a whole experience. I know you guys are going to leave tomorrow. It's about what happens on Friday. So we'll get to that in a while. Let me bring in Mom Joyce Kungwane as the promoter. Extraordinaire. Yeah. I'm sure...
Woman power.
And she's been powerful. Hey, but she's had to fight her way through to get her voice heard. Good to have you back on the show.
Hi, Rob. And good evening to the listeners. And thanks for having me once again. As promised.
It's finally happening.
Yes, it is happening. And yeah, I'm tired. It looks like I'm also shedding weight.
No, well, hopefully you're not going to get into the ring, though. Shed it, but don't get in the ring. What can people expect now? I mean, we know Knox happening, Casper's happening, but there's a bigger bull of boxers that are there.
Indeed, Rob, we have got 5 bouts, professional bouts. The main bout is the South African junior bantamweight between Atenkosi Dumezweni. He will be fighting Lindani Ngweke from Eastern Cape. And we also have the ABU, the female, between Bukiwe Nonina, our own. She will be fighting... a Tanzanian. I'm just told, I've been told that actually she's here, but her bags are in the flight.
Oh, no.
So those are the things that we come across, Kes. Yeah, and they will be fighting for the vacant ABU title. That's Feriche Mashauri from Tanzania. We also have international mini flyweight, Simpiwe Kongo. I know, Rob, that people have been missing him. Mm-hmm. We're bringing him back. He will be fighting Aiton J.R. Aristin from the Filipino. He's landed. He was with us at the pre-med. We have Ricardo Malajika versus Siko Ngotele. Siko has been off
That's my guy.
Oh yeah? Yeah, that's the one you're talking about.
Siko Ngotele is my guy.
He's this guy, man. And then he thought that he was gonna use you to abuse me into having him into the bill. And I said, look, I'm the promoter.
He's in the bill now.
And I told him we are target.
Yeah,
no.
Strong.
And the last one is gonna be between Lucky Munyambani versus Mfusi Matlai. And Zoo 6 must pelele. Casper Nyovest versus Nak Music.
That's the main bout.
So everybody else is just warming up that ring for the main bout.
Well, I mean, we have to take the Ati Zuni fight. Ati's fight is a big fight. You know, it's a title fight.
Yeah.
That's if you follow or love boxing, you know that's the fight that everybody wants to see. Exactly. And also, there's history behind the two boxers. Ati's, so the champs or the current champs coach is actually Ati's previous coach. So it's like there's a history behind
beef, actually.
There's beef. So
there's beef.
So Ati's like, you should have never let go of me. Now you've got this bum in your corner. So it's like, it's very late. I can't wait for that fight. And Siko's also been out for a while.
Yeah. 2 years.
So, you know, he's back. We've been training together, all three of us. Nice. So whoever who loses on the night has to go run 20 kilometers. So we made a bet. Everybody has to come with the W.
And and
go ahead, Mom.
He said to Ati, because at first he did not know that Ati was in the bell. You remember the first time when I said, yes, he'll be fighting, and it looks like, are you fighting Munna? Yeah. You better make sure that what you're telling me to do, you do it as well before me, because if you're not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. But what I can say is it's exciting, Rob. Mm. I mean, our boxers are happy. This is an opportunity for them. I mean, like he said, Casper, that a lot of them are not known. Mm. I mean, Ate is number 8 in WBC in the world.
He's ill. Ate is really ill.
His act.
The profile should be much bigger.
Yes. Yeah, in America, you could be number 15 and be a multimillionaire, you know, just because of one fight. You just beat one good guy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Ati is number 8 in the world.
And yes, it's, and WBC.
And it's guys like that that we have to give a platform and help also build a structure around them, management. You know, like he shouldn't be thinking about what he's eating, how he's getting to the gym, what he's wearing, none of that. You know, we need to come together and help as people who love boxing, and I'm very excited about this.
And you know, the sad part is, Rob, I think I shared that with you previously when I was doing the return of the big guns 1, 2, and 3, because I've been looking at the top boxers that after losing their fights, especially if the title fight, then they get dumped. Yeah. So that's why most of them, I bring them. You remember I brought Thulani, even Nomeva.
Yeah.
Nomeva was thrown away. We brought him back. Now it's Kongo. We're giving him an opportunity. Nonina, we're bringing them. So we believe in actually giving people a second chance, because losing a fight at the specific time, it doesn't mean you're the worst or you're a bad boxer. But it just happened that you were not fortunate on that day. I mean, remember Nomeva's loss against Prince Gomo. He was leading. 7th round, he was leading, and then he gets knocked down. Unfortunately, he lost to Gomo. So I loved Ati. The first time I saw Ati, I loved him. He was still under another promotions.
Yeah.
And after his loss, he was thrown away. And then I was waiting for that opportunity. And when he came to Joburg, I said, I've been waiting for you.
Mm.
And then I brought him in. That's why he had his fight. First fight last year in June, he was with us. And he said, Mama Joyce, I'm joining you. This Funa Zonke, as I say, Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape, right.
Yes. And I said to him, are you sure? And he said to me, yes, Mama, I would love to have all of them. And I said, okay, I'll make your dream come true. And my dream and my wish is to make him go back to the WBC, the title that he held. We want to make sure that he gets it. Well, with your assistance.
No, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Trust me, you need to see this guy, man. He's, it's like a different type of IQ. Like it's special, you know, and it's raw still.
Yeah.
Like with everything, you know, it's raw talent, and if he could just get the support, man, he could go very, very far. I've never seen anything like him and Siko, you know. Ati's like, and when you, because he taught me boxing through animals.
Huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. That's what I'm saying. It's like a movie. Like this dude will send me a clip of a bird. And he's like, what do you see? Like, I see a bird, man. He's like, do you see how this bird is hiding behind its wings? I'm like, okay. And then he would teach me, like, my whole defense is based on a bird hiding behind its wings and its clip. Like, my hooks are based on how bulls fight, you know, and that goes back to Mike Tyson. And he's, you know, he's another specimen, man. I can't wait for people to see this guy fight.
Sure. All right, I know we're creeping towards the top of the hour. We're going to break away for news, and when we come back, there's also good news. I know people have been questioning and saying, is this something that is affordable? Is this something that they can pull off? Where are the sponsors? Where is it going to be broadcast? What's going to be happening over the weekend? Well, I just received news as I was driving here from very familiar people that I'm very close to. Telling me that
Scorpions.
It's there. It's done. It's a done deal. So we'll break away for the news, and then we'll come back and give you breaking news of the sponsor that's going to be headlining this bout at Sun City.
Yeah.
I look forward to that. They've been working hard behind the scenes. This man's not only just in the ring preparing, he's also been doing the business behind the business.
Yeah.
And it's called taking charge of your wealth. All right, don't go anywhere. Do send us your WhatsApp voice notes. We'll play those when we come back from the news. The Funda coach Hugo Brosh. It's never nice when there's big tournaments like the Africa Cup of Nations, or there's a World Cup qualifiers, or there's a draw, and South Africa's name is not there. You know, it always is a frustrating thing knowing that there's so much talent in this country, but we are not at the major tournaments.
South Africa is not where it has to be. South Africa has to be with the West Coast countries, the top countries like Senegal, like Cameroon, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, and always, I repeat, always has to be an AFCON. But for the moment, we are not there. And therefore, we need everybody. I can do it alone. I need the coaches of PSL. I need the league. I need everyone for that. When you see the team of Senegal, when you see the team of Nigeria, Ghana, all those countries have players who are playing in Europe. And that's the big advantage you have on South Africa.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays. Hashtag MSW, live on Sowetan Live, Vuma FM and Rise FM. We keep making sporting history. Be a part of it.
Good evening, Tarop. Uzama, Bangini. Oh, yeah, I fight. Iqala namhlanje leya ngiyi-9 kuyobe nje kube sicaca nje ukuthi kube sekwenzakalela nje kahle kahle ifight iqala namhlanje. And mina ngithanda ukuthi nje uNaki akasilungiseli country ngala kuMufasa. I'm Team Naki. Uzama impangeni.
Good evening, the sports-loving fans of Marawa worldwide. Boxing, and mega boxing. Ntate Robert Marawa, yo. The first time I ever enjoyed boxing, I was still a little boy in Sun City Super Bowl, watching the late Greg Page and the late Kgeri Kotsie fighting there in Sun City. The way I used to love boxing, Marawa, Robert, yo. I went to Sun City, I hiked there with a friend of mine. I'm like, Greg Page, I want to see that man beating this Kgeri Kotsie. So we laughed at this black American boxers coming here when they were fighting with these white brothers here, because of those times we liked it when they beat them. I'm glad boxing is now alive. Bokone Buperima must stand up now, because boxing is going to be alive. Kinazo wako khabala tsane mo Bokone Buperima. But Nag Music, my boy, yes, go for it. Thank you.
Nazo khabala tsane. Thank you so much indeed. Thanks to the newsrooms there for the news at the top of the hour. Are you getting a lot of that? People are saying Nak is not speaking. Where is he?
He's scared, man. I would also be scared. You know, I understand. The thing is, I actually understand. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you know, for him, it's a matter of... get this out of here, man. for the camera. For him, it's a matter of if he talks too much...
Yeah.
And then gets... you know, an L and he loses, it's going to be a bad look, you know.
Sure.
So he's not sure, you know, he definitely knows I'm very good. So the other thing is, he posted his first training video and it just went bad. You know, everybody went and said, yo, we thought you were going to win, but this is looking horrible. So they went and hid, you know, for like a month. And then they shot another video, which also just looked bad. So for him, like, it's a strategy just to keep quiet in case he loses. You can hear everything he's saying. Mm. In the other day, he said, I'm not putting my life on this. So even if I lose, it's not the end of the world. I was like, ah. And it's already over. So he's quiet because of that. But I understand, man. You know, he's going against Iron Mike. You know what I mean? it's lit.
But was it the obvious choice, though? Was it just based on the physicality, the fact that he trains a lot and people see him as the muscle man?
You know what? He wasn't the obvious choice.
Yeah.
Like I said, the first fight I actually wanted was Keenan, a.k.a. I'm going to say it every day until it actually happens. The second guy was Prince KB, because he's also a muscular guy, and, you know, he's also, he's very vocal, you know. It was, so I thought it would be great for someone who talks a lot, and it would make great entertainment. He also ran. He said his wrist was sore. Then he said, no, he's going to London for a tour. I said, but when are you coming back so we can do this? So I think he's still in London. I don't know. Or the wrist is still sore. It could be either or. And then Nak, you know, they like, yo, this guy's muscular. He's got a reputation of actually fighting. He says he used to be a kickboxer, and apparently he's beaten up a few taxi drivers and bouncers. He's got a crazy rap, you know.
Yeah.
My reputation is just I've been slapped in the club by AKA. That's my reputation. So he's the guy that everyone is trusting, but you know they're gonna be very disappointed on the night.
So your previous opponent,
yeah,
Slick Talk.
Yeah.
He's been talking.
He's crazy.
He's actually criticizing you, and I want your response to this, because when I heard it this afternoon, I was like, what? He's obviously angry about something.
What did he say?
Oh, you want to hear it? Okay,
yeah.
let me play it. We've just spiced it up nicely so that, listen. For our sports
worldwide. Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history. Are you
energy. It was weird that he didn't have that energy that night, you know. When I was standing across the ring, it was crazy. Like, he was begging me, like that's crazy, man. But you know, after I beat up Slick Talk, like, for me, he just became a comedian, right?
Because
after meeting him and actually interacting with him, I realized that he's not who he plays on the internet. He's actually a very soft kid, a good kid. He came with his mom. I felt sorry, you know, punching the kid looking at his mom. But I had to do what I had to do. I had to go to work. I was like, sorry, Momsy. I had to go to work. So, you know, his brother came up to me and asked for a picture. Like, hey, kupa sambula elantwana ju. And I was like, man, this is a very normal, average South African family. This kid is not as bad as we think he is, you know. I think he's just smart enough to realize that the more I talk like this, the more attention I get. So he's just doing it for the attention, and he got money from it, and that's what it is. I don't really get offended anymore after meeting him. He's not that bad, man.
Yes, I mean, all the ranting and raving that he said just now, yeah. I mean, do you take any little piece out of it, or?
Nah, he's just, he's helping me. He's doing what?
He's promoting it,
you know what I mean? Yeah. As long as everyone is talking about it. Here's what people don't understand. It's a new time. You know, it's not, you know, marketing is not conservative. It's not clean as it used to be. And everything is marketing. As long as people are talking about your product, you're in a good place. Like, for instance, you know, a few years ago, Zara put out this collection where they had black kids wearing animation of monkeys, and they had, you know, white kids wearing something different, right? And the whole world went crazy. And what actually happened is it was intentional. It's like, so, like, the top marketing execs have seen that actually you can get more people talking by infuriating them and making them angry more than, like, making everybody happy and clap. So, for me, ever since I noticed that, I'm also, you know, I interact with people who hate me on social media. I reply sometimes, I swear, because I've realized as long as they're talking about me, I'm good, you know. So, I don't get, you know, worried as much as I used to. I think Slick Talk is funny, and, yeah. He's very funny, man.
But he seems to be taking it personally about, you know, Saul being dumped as the commentator or something like that.
I mean, you know, I personally, you know, cut Saul off because I just felt like they just went too far, you know, on their podcast. I was like, man, how do I break bread with someone? They always used to talk about me, and that's why I invited him to the first fight because I wasn't offended, really. They were talking about my music and what. Then he spoke about my son. You know, and the mother of my child. And I'm like, ah, man, there should be boundaries. This is my family. Will Smith went and slapped someone at the Oscars, bro. Like, you should know. Like, who's Will Smith?
An Oscar award winner on the night.
That's everybody's favorite actor. Yeah. Like, you know, that's everybody's favorite guy. Will Smith is not known to be a violent guy, but, you know, the one day he said something about his wife, he lost it. You know what I mean? No one, you know, family, there's boundaries. So it's crazy. When I saw that, I was like, I wish I could do this. Like, he did it for me. Like, I was like the only one in the room who was like, yeah, Will Smith. Everybody's like, no, that was wrong. I was like, no, man. Like, I get it, man. I get it. I really get it. You know, but, you know, at the end of the day, I don't promote violence, and I know that he's going to have to deal with a lot, but I understand, you know. I just think we don't talk about family, man, not where I'm from. Yeah. And so I don't talk about, you know, people's family in any light. You know, when I talk about people's family, I make sure that, you know, I've got boundaries myself.
Yeah, jeez. And you've had quite a storm with people saying things about family and all sorts of repercussions, which we're not going to repeat on this show.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, it's been crazy, but that's what people live with. If you got a conscience and you think about what you've just said, and it's too late, because in the world of modern technology, things live on the internet and they live forever.
Forever, right.
And even when your kid grows up, they'll bump into this and be like, what the hell was going on here? But some positive tweets that are coming through. Muntu says, at this point, Casper should be giving marketing and promotional lessons to Abo P. Didi. He says, I also hope that Boxing SA is taking notes and will hopefully capitalize on the momentum built from the event to revive boxing right here in South Africa. All right, we're heading to another break. When we come back from the break, we'll make that announcement about the sponsor. I know I've dragged it on, and you guys are probably thinking, I want to know who's going to be sponsoring this. But it is a major, major player right now. You know, such a major player that it's an international company. They're literally taking over the world. Mark my words. That is where they're heading to right now. Because a lot of the properties that they're taking charge of right now are crazy. They've made announcements in the past couple of months, and they just continue to strive. We'll find out again what is in it for you if you're going to Sun City, or if you can. I don't have the tickets. So we'll break down all of that. It's fight night. It's fight weekend. It's an entire weekend experience. And yeah, there it is. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Bafana coach Hugo Broch, regardless of the age of a player, but if he's currently playing very well for his team, is that due for a call-up?
First of all, I never said that I didn't want older players anymore. I said that I started in September with young players, and we will see what happened. And now we saw that this young team needed some experience.
Players like Yaya Stolle, Leshabane, do you have a look at them? Do they feature in your plans?
Petio was every time selected from September, but he had COVID, he was injured, now he was again injured, so he couldn't come. And Sitali had already 5 months problems with his papers. So Sitali couldn't travel now to France because his papers are not in order. And that happened also before. So those players were always in the selection.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays. Sports news, fresh and relevant.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Hulufilang here. And good evening to Mama Joyce and Mufasa. Yeah, no. I really can't wait for this fight this weekend. It is going to be a good one. I cannot wait for it. Such a fight like this, I guess I'll say from a boxing standpoint, is long overdue. You know, I just wish, win or lose, I just wish both Casper and Nut Music everything of the best. This is something that boxing in South Africa really, really needs, because it has been under the radar in the most horrid way possible, because as they've mentioned, they're fighters that we don't know, because they're not being given the limelight, they're not being given the opportunity, they've not been given the platform to do what they love. And for such a fight to rope in even more incredible fighters, especially with the upcoming fights that will happen before the main event, it'll give us an opportunity to know and realize that there's just so much more talent in boxing that needs to be acknowledged and that needs to be you know celebrated. And boxing is a huge sport, one of the biggest sports, if not the biggest sport in South Africa, and the talent is just unheard of. It's unbelievable. And so I wish everything of the best to Mom Joyce, to Casper, to Nut Music, to the promoters, to the sponsors. We want this to be more than a huge success, because we want boxing to be back where it should be. Great show, Rob. Thanks.
Hashtag MSW. Inquisitive. Fun. It's radio.
All right, lots of your social media interaction currently happening. Do use the hashtag MSW. We've got a big fight coming up over the weekend. That time has come. And that's why when you bring the big guns and the big promoters in studio, you know we're talking proper boxing. And that's why Mom Joyce Kungwane is here. That's why the man who's initiated all of this is here, Casper Nyovest. Man, it's been an unbelievable hour so far. But you know what? I keep talking, I keep dangling this carrot about a sponsor or a partnership, whatever it is that you want to call it. And that time has come. Because we've got the sponsor on the line, and all I'm looking forward to is just knowing how and why, and that's the beauty about it. Ask any marketer, they'll tell you. It takes very special moments like these to bring the big guns on board. Uletu Tembe, who's the media specialist at this company, joins me on the line. Uletu, thanks for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm very, very good. I've got Casper, I've got Mom Joyce here. It's been hectic. All that's missing is you.
Well, it's great to come into the show, and hopefully the news we're bringing now amplifies and makes the show even better.
I can't wait. That's why I haven't even mentioned the company that you represent. So I leave that announcement solely to you. What can you tell South Africa, Africa, and the world?
Well, quite frankly and quite simply, I come from a company called Hollywood Bets, and we are proud to announce on the show that we are the proud official betting partner to the Celeb City fight between Casper Nyovest and Knack Music at Sun City this weekend.
Sure. That's big. How did this come about, man?
Well, I mean, Rob, it's been a bit of a lengthy conversation. We've been talking back and forth with the guys and the different camps and the team, just trying to find the sweet spot for and what would work for everyone, for the sport, for the sponsor, and for the artists themselves. So it's really been talks that have gone back and forth, and we find ourselves here a couple of days before the event.
All right, Casper, there it is. I mean, congratulations.
Thank you.
The kind of news you want.
Yeah, shout out to the whole team, man. You know, I've been training, so it's Guy at Vertex and Lerato Bridge Entertainment. Those are the guys who've been chasing the sponsors. And big shout out to Hollywood Bets for seeing the vision, you know. Like, some people only see it later. There's a very early stage to invest in something like this. But it's definitely going to be big. I already see people on Twitter bet. For the past 2 days, people have been betting on Hollywood Bets before it was even announced. So I'm like, man, is this even announced, people? And the odds are also crazy because, like, they're saying that I'm going to win, right? I think it's 55 cents on me and 1 rand 40 on Knack. So I'm trying to find a friend that I can send money to so I can bet myself, because I know I'm definitely going to win. So if you want to make money, put your money on me.
Okay. All right. It's as simple as that. Mom Joyce, while I've got too late on the line, that's really the trigger that you need. So you can imagine that if Casper, his team, have been able to pull one of the big guns in terms of world betting like Hollywood Bets, can you imagine for Boxing SA or for the future of boxing post Sun City, what is possible out there? How does this sit with you?
Actually, maybe let me share this, and then I hope he's hearing me.
Yeah, he's on the way.
To say, I've been knocking at Hollywood Bets, and when we had our discussions, our meetings with Lerato and Tato, when I said to them, I'm talking to Hollywood Bets, and they said, they're talking to Hollywood Bets, and I said, we can't go to the same people for the same purpose, continue, and I'm glad that it's happening. And I was actually going to say, Rob, man, this door doesn't want to open before this came, and then I was going to say, when I drag you and say, please open this door for me, Rob. But I'm glad that Hollywood has come on board. It's something that actually it's been 2 years that I've been knocking at Hollywood to say, please, can you come and partner with us?
Yeah.
And I heard you talking BSA, but we're talking TLB, hey?
No,
yeah.
It's TLB from a promotional side.
Yes.
But obviously, you need the mother body to carry boxing.
The government.
Yeah, the government of boxing. Yeah, but 100%. And later, I think that's also the positive thing, is that when you start to bring smiles like I'm seeing here in the studio, your involvement, the magnitude of the sponsorship, it says a lot about your vision as well. Hey, I was saying on air that you guys are about to conquer the world.
Yeah, well, that's what the brand is about, really, conquering the world. I mean, you'd know, we've just recently ventured out into the UK, and we're going to do other things within Africa. So events and moments like this really sort of give impetus for us as a brand as well. This is what we take to the world. So it might look like a South African event for now, but these are the kind of things, that the kind of innovation that we look to take to the world as Hollywood Bets. So it's a great moment for the brand, and hopefully it can be a great moment for the sport. But beyond that, I think for us, we look at it as a sport, we look at the artists, we look at all the stakeholders involved. Like Mom Joyce rightfully says, I mean, it's been a while, there have been talks back and forth. So I think this moment is exactly what everyone needed on the backs of what the president has been saying the past couple of weeks. So I think we just, as a brand, are very happy to be able to partner with everyone involved in this.
I believe as well that people will be able to bet on Hollywood Bet's platforms. I know the fight is going to be available on SuperSport as well for viewing and on Channel O. How involved can they be? Because Casper alluded to the fact that they've actually started putting their bets.
100%. We'd like to motivate people. I think one of the biggest things and one of the biggest drivers for us even getting involved is the consumers are asking for it. I mean, they've been asking, where can you place a bet on this? They've been tagging us on the socials. So it just felt right. So 100%, they can start interacting with us on Facebook. They can go onto our website. They can go into our Mobi apps as well and just start placing their bets. The betting is live, and it will be live right through to the day of the fight.
So, go ahead.
I have a question. So, can I bet on myself?
You'd prefer it if you didn't.
I need to find someone to bet. If you see a big bet, like $100,000, just know it was my money. I'm using someone else's ID number, you know?
You'd prefer it if you didn't.
Okay. But I trust myself, and I mean, I could make money from this. Or should just tell the fans, not me. Okay.
Yeah, maybe tell the fans to place a bet on you, and I think we'll be a safer side of all regulations if we do it that way.
So, okay, so if you're listening to me, man, bet your lunch money, bet the money you owe people. If you were supposed to pay someone this weekend, bet that money so that you can get your money back and still pay that. You know what I mean? Like, trust me, put your money on me. And I also don't know how it works. Like, they have to predict what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, the odds.
So basically, it's an outright bet. So it's who wins the fight. Basically, okay. Who wins or loses the
that
fight.
That one's easy.
I love that. I love that. And I mean, being a headline sponsor, people always talk about return on investment and so on. What are you looking at here? Long-term relationship, partnership? Are you hoping Casper does this as an annual event?
Look, as a brand, we don't ever do anything for the short term. So there's definitely the outlook to do things like these and development of sports in general for long term. So we are looking at this going a bit further. We are looking at growing this and getting a couple of other people and partners involved. I think, as Mondo has rightfully said as well, is that we might be talking about CAS now and NAC, but there's a bigger picture. It's the sport of boxing. It's sports development within the country as a whole. So we would like to see things like these and innovations like these come to the front and people approach us and we'll consider them.
I mean, an incredible announcement, almost like a historical moment. When last, Mum Joyce, we sat down to announce a big sponsorship that has boxing tied down to it?
Hey, Rob, that was even before I could think of becoming a promoter.
Wow.
And I am glad that I'm, I don't want to say I'm part of the history. I want to say I'm history.
Alala.
No, but that's what I'm saying, is that people don't understand that Abo King Kong and Abo, what
Bull
was that?
Brand.
Abo Bull Brand. Those were years ago, blow-by-blow days where you really had proper sponsors coming on board. You see, now it's just been maybe one tournament here and there, and that's it, once off.
With a struggle.
Yeah.
With a struggle.
It's coming back, man. You know, shout out to people like Hollywood Bets. You know, I'm sure the company has a lot of young people. Because, you know, decisions like these are always influenced by young people, you know. When the company is old and you have old people, they never see the vision. So the gentleman on the phone sounds like he's a young man. And it's always great when you invest in something when it's still small and it's growing, because you'll get, you know, a bigger return on investment as the years go by. So, you know, all those sponsors are going to come back. Your King Kongs, your Jungle Oats, everything is going to come back. It needs work. Like I'm saying, I definitely need a knockout this weekend so that everybody can get, you know, talking, and then we can plan the next one. Without the knockout, it's really going to take long. So it's I apologize to Knock Music in advance. I'm not fighting you, brother. The struggle is for everybody. I have to do what I have to do. I gotta go to work.
But that would have been music to your ears, though, hearing what Letu says about Hollywood Bets and the fact that they don't really do short-term sponsorship.
True.
For you to hear that, you know, means that...
You can start planning another tournament.
Yes. I mean, and that's what we believe in. We don't like attaching our brand to stuff for like 2-3 months. You know, I feel like it's very unfair. They take your face, they put it everywhere, and then nobody else wants to touch you in that industry. Yeah. So we believe in long-term relationships. And, you know, the funny thing is we invest so much into our partnerships that when it comes to an end, it becomes a big problem. So, you know, I know all my previous sponsors are mad at me because I've got my own stuff now. So, you know, I don't plan on opening any, like, betting company soon. So I think we're going to be friends for a very long time. And we're definitely going to be helping, you know, every boxing event out there.
Beautiful. Final word, Mom Joyce, on the Hollywood Bets announcement. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up nicely with everyone. Letu, you have the final word, Mr. Dambe.
Well, I think just from Hollywood Bets side, firstly, huge congratulations to Casper, Nak, and their respective teams. Can't wait to see the event that you guys have put forward this weekend. And all the best to the fighters. And may boxing win.
Yeah. Casper will say, may Casper win. But yeah, we understand. We understand. Letu Dambe, media specialist at Hollywood Bets. Thank you so much indeed for your time. And once again, congratulations. The vision continues at Hollywood Bets. And why not?
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so, so much indeed. I mean, that's the kind of breaking news that we have for you here. We're going to come back after the break. And yeah, we'll go into our final lap of what has been an extraordinary broadcast of a fight that everybody keeps talking about. There have also been lessons learned about how to be a marketer. And the chief marketer himself is sitting right here in studio. So anybody listening, hey, it's lesson 101.
It's free of charge. I think it's always lesson 101 if they're listening to you. Like, you like the goat. Like, Rob, like, I wasn't supposed to be here. Like, you know, the whole plan, I was supposed to go pick up some cars and sponsorship. Yeah. They're like, Rob, I'm like, we have to do it.
Shem, last night you said
I was like, yo, I don't know what's going to happen, but I have to, always like, nah, this is the goat. You really
last
have
night,
to.
Shem, right? Today, Mom Joyce. Now, if it's Robert, I have to be there.
Yeah.
And
you're the GOAT, man. Like, you deserve all the respect all these years, you know. And I also relate to your journey, you know, getting fired, getting back up, you know, and still remaining the GOAT, you know, just fighting the system, you know. Yeah. And I love the fact that you're finally doing your own thing and you own your slot. So... I'm a big fan. Okay. I'm always gonna, you know, come and it's a privilege to be interviewed by you and to interact with you. So it's always lesson 101 for me.
Thank you so much, man. I know he was also a regular on Thursday Night Live with Marawa on SuperSport before. So all those live performances, the growth factor, kicking into the game and so on. There was never a time where he dropped us. So that level of professionalism is something that I truly, truly take to heart. But don't go anywhere. You want to listen up for the final lap of the show. It is hashtag MSW. Marawa Sports Worldwide. Now, last year, February, he sustained a career-threatening injury 15 minutes into the game. Now, two wires as well as three screws were inserted in his foot. On the line, Gabriel...
It's painful that I had to leave at the basic age of 28, actually. It's sad, but I swallowed it up last year. Up to now, I already accepted that I might not play football again.
What exactly happened?
We played against each other and we jumped for the ball, both of us, with the defender, and I went down first. So when he was coming down, he came with his both of his feet onto my foot. There was a noise, like a lot of noise from the bones which are in the middle of the foot. So every bone in the middle of the foot cracked at that particular moment. That particular moment, I knew, like, this time I'm gone. Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to Mom Joyce. Mom Joyce, to me, you are the Dawn Queen of South African boxing. The Americans had Dawn King, and I think you deserve to be called the Dawn Queen of South African boxing.
Yeah.
Being able to pull a fight of this magnitude. And to Casper and Nak, gentlemen, my heart is divided, so may the best fighter win on Saturday, and all the best. Thank you so much. It's the Boho here.
Good evening, Sam Marawa, and good evening to Mr. Casper there. Congratulations. This whole thing is actually a great hype. And some of us will get to know something about boxing because we only watch when we watch your Deontay Wilders and all these other giants of this game. So bringing this closer to us and making it more relevant like it was before, it's quite an amazing thing. And I must confess though, I used to think Casper was such a bad person and all that, but listening to him talk and all that, I just have a soft spot for him right now. I wouldn't say who should win, but we're supporting the game, and whoever wins, good luck to them, but definitely we'll be supporting in every aspect. And big ups to Semara for the great show always. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
Mission accomplished. Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible. But starting off with the Dawn Queen.
Dawn Queen. I've never heard that.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's a new term, Dawn Queen.
Devon, yes. Thank you for that.
Yes.
I saw you blushing.
You know, I don't know whether I should cry, Rob, or whether I should jump.
Yeah.
Or should I ask Casper to give me a bottle of Billiato?
After the fight.
Please.
He's on a strict diet right now.
But on a serious note, I'm very humbled. And this is one mission that I've been saying I want to achieve, Casper. Yeah. And I'm glad today to be part of this. Because... Rob, if it weren't for them, I don't think alone I would have achieved. I know I've tried in the past. Yeah. I've been giving people beautiful tournaments with the struggle, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you can see our business proposals, it says we want to take boxing to its yesteryears. And I'm glad. What is the day today? The 5th.
Yeah.
I'm going to circle that one.
Yeah.
The 5th of April. Yeah. It's happening.
Yeah.
And I want to dedicate it to my late partner, Mr. Honololi Dwaba.
Absolutely.
You know, this morning I got a bit emotional to say he would have loved to be part of this.
Yeah.
But then somebody said to me, wherever he is, he sees and he's definitely smiling. Yeah. And I want to say may his soul rest in peace and I'll keep the fire burning.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible, and you can tell, Casper, from the tears welling up in Mum Joyce's eyes that it is close to home.
Yeah.
And I always lamented the fact that if you are the one boxer in the continent that has been able to fight Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
How come no legacy that is left behind?
Yeah.
You know? But in all that you have said, and I agree with the people that spoke to you this morning, that he would be very, very proud to know that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
To hear the announcement that was made just now with Hollywood Bets coming on as a headline sponsor, to get to hear Deboho christening you with a nickname.
Yeah.
He had a nickname as a boxer. You didn't have a nickname. Now you've got a nickname today.
Yeah. Dawn Queen.
The Dawn Queen.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like double, triple celebration on all fronts. I know you were going to comment about that.
Yeah, she's very passionate. Mama Joyce is so passionate about boxing, about her boxers, you know, about all her sons. I'm like signed to TLB, like she's always, are you fine? How you doing? You know, she's very supportive. I've seen and heard how she talks about everyone that she works with. And, you know, boxing is such a male sport, you know, and it's so beautiful to see like a woman in the front and mothering everyone, you know.
A powerful woman.
And that's what I'm saying. Like she's very powerful. She made this seamless, you know, when you talk about Ntate Le Dwaba and Manny Pacquiao, I remember seeing the post from Manny. And you know, I was being schooled by me. I was like, this is one of my favorite fighters. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure it means a lot to her, and sometimes you don't even know who you're touching. You know, I'm the entertainment guy, so I didn't even know how much it would mean to the next person. So I'm very glad just to be part of this. You know, I always believe that God uses me as a vessel in different ways, and I'm very honored to be used as a vessel in this manner. Before I go, I'd love for everyone to pray for every boxer's safety, because we shouldn't forget that it's a very dangerous sport.
Yeah.
And I'd love for everyone to walk away with minor injuries. And even though I'd love it to be explosive, you know, I hope we get knockouts.
Yeah.
But I hope everyone stands up and still lives a healthy life after that.
Are you going to be wearing the headgear this time? Because that's one of the things.
No, sir.
We'll keep it. What is the official word on that?
There's no headgear.
Nothing.
Yeah, no, okay. for every fight.
Actually, they tried, and then when I spoke to, he said to me, "Mama Joyce, we're about to go betana."
And I need to go off.
And look, Rob, for me, actually, the headgear did not make sense, especially looking at the type of tournament event that we're going to have.
Yeah.
I mean, why would people come pay their tickets to go and watch? Because for me, it wouldn't be the real fight.
Yeah.
Because the reason people are excited is that they're going to watch the real fight.
Yeah.
So once you put the gear, then it's something else.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like acting. Mm. Why would I pay my tickets to go and watch people acting? So, and I'm glad that when I made that sense to BSA, thanks to them for listening, when I put it down to say, but guys, it will defeat the whole purpose of it.
Mm.
Because people want to see the fight.
I mean, they did put some safety rules.
Yeah.
You know, like,
as they should.
They cut down time, rounds.
Yes. How many rounds is it going to be?
Four.
It's going to be four.
With 2 minutes.
I wanted eight. I wanted six. You know, but I mean, it's enough time. I just need two. You know, I need two. I need one just to check him out. And then from there, it's on and on, bro.
So you just need two rounds?
I just need two.
To do the business.
Yeah, I hope he can protect himself, because, you know, when I go off, it's going to be different. I don't even think he's ready, like, you know. So the first round, he might think, this guy is not really that bad. Then he's just going to see the flip. We all have a plan, you know what I mean?
I was about to ask that. I was going to say, the strategy, is that something you discuss publicly, or strategy is something we're going to see?
I mean, don't discuss in detail the punches that you're going to throw.
Yeah.
But I could tell you that I'm definitely going to drop him in the second round, if not the first. You know, if he survives the first, which he might not. If I see an opening in the first and I see that he's open, I'm definitely going to take it. But if he's still safe, you know, I'll push him to the second. The second round, I don't think he'll go past it.
Yeah.
Then it's war, you know, from there. From the second round, I'm going off. If he's got something, we'll see on the second round. It's no more. I'm not stepping back. I'm not slipping anything. I'm going off, you know. It's toe-to-toe. If he can punch, we'll see.
And you've timed yourself per round for the four rounds.
Yeah. I box, like I say, I was boxing 8 minutes, so I boxed for an hour and a half straight. So that fight is 8 minutes. It's nothing for me. So I can go off from the beginning to the end and not get tired. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he can. He's not ready for that.
I think let's quickly touch on the broadcast, because a lot of people were hearing different things about where the fight going to be. Then I was saying it's going to be only online.
Yeah.
But break
it down. So everything has been clinched now. So it's on Super Sport. Channel 209. Every bout is going to be televised. So from 5 o'clock, that's what is written on DSTV. So I'm guessing that's when the first fight will start, or where the event will start. And depending on the knockouts, you know, with boxing, you can plan. Mm-hmm. You know, so far I'm scheduled to be at 8.
Mm-hmm.
It might be at 5. It might be at 6. You never know, man. You can't have 5 knockouts, you know, back to back. So I encourage people to put their reminders for 5 o'clock. We've got 5 professional bouts before us, and the big fight, which is the junior bantam.
The main bout,
which is a title fight. These two arch enemies, you know, they're going to go off at it. I need you to come see this Archie boy. He's amazing, man. So 5 o'clock, Super Sport 209, official betting site, Hollywood Bets. Yeah, Sun City from Friday. I think there's 20 tickets left now. So from Friday all up in Sunday is the event, but the fight is on Saturday. The weigh-in is on Friday morning.
Yes.
And then there's a weigh-in concert, you know, because we had to mix the entertainment.
Yeah.
So we have a whole concert around the weigh-in in the evening, face-offs and all of that stuff, you know, to introduce the actual
DJs
boxes
as well that have been bowled there.
Man, it's Vegas, man, you know. Jeez. So it's a big deal. Like every big act you can think of, you know, who had a great year, from Ziggs Bantwini, Uncle Waffles. Man, you can name that. I'm there, DJ Tira, somebody, everybody who gives people a good time is definitely going to be there. So I'm definitely looking forward to knocking him out so I can go party.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing. I want to join the party. If I could just join the party without a blue eye, I'd be very happy.
Yeah. And you could tell with Slick Talk how quickly it gets to an almost blue eye. I mean, his were red.
He lost a tooth in the fight, you know, and I kept on saying, yeah. And, you know, because the fight actually ended in the first round.
Yeah.
Because it was a technical knockout. And then they asked us to carry on for TV. And the referee and the medical guy said, just chill a bit. Don't go too hard.
Yeah.
And don't hurt him too much, you know. So that's why I went on and on and on. And I kept on begging them, like, yo, this guy's getting hurt. I don't want to kill nobody. Can you please stop this?
Yeah.
And he kept on screaming, no, let's go. I need this money. I need this money, Jess. Because he was getting paid per round, right? And he kept on saying, no, Cass, this money means the world to me. I'm ready to die. I'm like, I'm not ready to kill a person. That's what you don't understand. Like, we need to end this now. So,
oh,
it can't happen, you know. You'll never know what's going to happen. I respect my opponent. I'm talking crazy, but I don't know what Knock Music has. We're going to find out on the night. And
that's the best way to go. You have to respect your opponent.
I do respect him. I trained like I was fighting Kevin Lerena, which I would get knocked out definitely. But I trained crazy, like I was training for a great boxer. So if he can box,
yeah,
it'll be a beautiful match.
I believe Kevin did pitch up though. I mean, he's been on your side.
That's my guy.
You guys exchange pleasantries on social media.
My whole plan is from Kevin, actually, like on the night.
Watch him the other week. I mean, obviously, a guy that's just hit the heavyweight division now.
Yep.
That is big, and you go and you win your first fight.
You know what's crazy about Kevin's fight? He went in the fight with a broken arm, with a broken hand. So if you see him, he's walking around with like a cast.
Yeah.
That was before the fight. So I said, oh, so you hurt yourself in the fight? He says, brother. That's why I was punching that guy so hard. I had to get him out there because I was in pain.
He wanted the money.
He's a warrior, man. I said, Kevin, you're crazy. So Kevin's definitely my one of my favorite fighters in South Africa. I can't wait to see what he's going to do. You know, I'm friends with some heavyweights in the world like Andrew Ruiz, Tyson Fury. Like, these are some of the guys I talk, you know, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can't wait to see Kevin fight them. That would be crazy if he gets up there. That I believe he can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
KG on Twitter says, win or lose, this man, Casper, is a marketing genius. I look forward to the fight and good luck to the lads on Saturday. So I think a lot of tweets really talking pretty much the same stuff about the excellence of what you've done and put it together. So I've got to say big ups to everybody that has been sending those tweets and making today as beautiful a showpiece as it has been. And I wish you,
Casper,
everything of the best.
Thank you.
Whatever happens, just know that you've changed and flipped the script on South African sport. Never mind just boxing, SA sport.
Yeah.
You flipped it around. You had an idea. You've lived the idea.
Next is soccer. You have a plan already.
I've seen you play.
Yeah.
Was that at the Nike center the other time? Yeah. So you definitely are a sport fundi and a sports lover, but not just talking it, playing it. Shapa Diski blind out.
Gassi flavor.
Yeah.
Gassi flavor. But of course, hey. Mama Joyce, thank you so much as well for coming through. Thanks for making all of this happen, all the time you make it happen. And truly a blessing. And good luck with the promotion. Good luck with Sun City. We're all excited.
Thank you so much, Rob. And I really want to say this, Cass, from the bottom of my heart. To say, I can't say we can ring. You know, the nice
thing about us is that we speak Setswana. You know, I've been talking isiXhosa, waya waya, and they are theta, they are theta. And finally, I've got somebody that I can freely speak Setswana.
Yeah.
And I guess you didn't even know that I was a Motswana.
I didn't know.
So, but from the bottom of my heart, I want to say we really appreciate.
Thank
we are
you,
so
ma.
Thankful. And Robert, we are very thankful to you too. And shame, man, I've got my boy that I'm always troubling. I want to say to him on air, thank you, boy, for being by my side. And we're looking forward to more. I know we want the other one before the end of the year.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, and then...
Don't give too much away. I'm out of time. I've got to go.
thank you so much.
Casper, thank you so much. Mama Joyce, thank you very much indeed. And good luck. We'll see you guys all at Sun City on the weekend.
Peace.